Dr. Pinsky with a female IME. I'm Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E, Frohman, F-R-O-H-M-A-N. Brooke Frohman is a 38-year-old woman who reports she injured her right knee at work on 3/13/20. Apparently she was giving a broken stool to stand on. While working at the drive-through window, Pearcy states there were actually two plastic stools stacked on top of one another, but their legs were cracked. This broke and under her, and she believes she injured her knee as a result. Pearcy did go to AtlanticCare Urgent Care the following day. Pearcy had further evaluation and treatment, including surgical repair of a torn anterior cruciate ligament on 1/6/21. She was originally placed in an immobilizer from March through June of 2020. She then had physical therapy followed by the surgery. Postoperative physical therapy began 1 week after the procedure. As per the record supplied, Ms. Perlman was seen by Dr. Chippa, CHHIPA, at Rothman on 7/2/20. He learned there was a delay in getting into physical therapy due to difficulties setting it up with workers' compensation. The knee still bothered her, even though she had some improvement. He performed an exam and diagnosed tear of the lateral meniscus. He then referred her to the sports medicine surgery team within this medical practice. On 10/15/20, she was seen in that regard by Dr. Tucker. She had right knee pain and was still having instability and weakness. She thought the therapy was helping a little bit, but she still has significant quadriceps atrophy. Her main concern is that the knee is really unstable and painful when it is unstable. Added a diagnosis of a sprain of the anterior cruciate ligament to that of the lateral meniscal tear. Pieridi also added a diagnosis of right knee patellofemoral pain syndrome and quadriceps atrophy with subjective instability, right knee medial femoral condyle chondrosis. Had a long discussion about treatment options based upon her presentation. She underwent surgery and followed up with Dr. Tucker 3 months later on 4/13/21. He noted performing ACL reconstruction with autologous bone, patellar tendon bone. Perry recently had a thyroidectomy for thyroid cancer, but was still rehabbing for the right knee. Peter was feeling more stable, but she still has a lot of quadriceps atrophy and weakness. He ordered her to continue physical therapy and avoid aggravating activities. She did participate in therapy on the dates described above. Dr. Tucker followed her through 10/14/21, 9 months after surgery. She was feeling stronger, but still had a lot of quadriceps atrophy and weakness. She was managing and continued to improve. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and discharged her to a home exercise program. He also cleared her to return to work full duty without restrictions, as well as full activities without restrictions. New paragraph, we'll go to the physical exam. extremities lowered. Inspection revealed healed. Scarring portal and open at the right knee. Appear there's borderline atrophy of the right quadriceps. Paired motion of the right knee was full with marked crepitus and tenderness. Paired motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. Many muscle testing was 5-5, resisted right hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5-5. The rest of that is normal, knee maneuver normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions. On 3/13/20, Brooke Froman was standing on a stool at the drive-thru window of her employer. Appeared the stool gave way and she fell. Appeared she evidently went to an urgent care shortly thereafter, but we are not in receipt of those reports. Period. She did have a period of physical therapy before presenting to Dr. Chippa. Period. He had her see Dr. Tucker. Period. Additional rehabilitation was undertaken. Period. She was experiencing quadriceps atrophy and a feeling of weakness. Period. Ultimately, she did undergo surgery, even though we are not in receipt of the actual operative report. Period. Dr. Tucker followed her progress through 10/14/21 and then released her from care to full duty. Period. New paragraph of the current exam found there to be borderline atrophy of the right quadriceps. Period. It was 1.5 centimeters smaller than the left at 4 inches superior to the knee. Period. She had marked crepitus and tenderness with range of motion about the right knee. Period. There was mild weakness in right hamstring strength. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. She ambulated without a limp or foot drop or the use of a handheld assisted device. Period. New paragraph there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of internal derangement of the knee involving tear of the lateral meniscus and anterior cruciate ligament repaired surgically. Period. He has been able to remain in the workforce. Period. She relates that 2 days postoperatively from her knee surgery, she was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Period. She then underwent full thyroidectomy. Period. And that is the end.